Last week we've talked about the issue of helping a robber by buying stolen hot merchandise. So we saw from the Rambam that and the Shulchan Aruch that both by Geneva and Zeila it's an Isser Chomer to purchase such materials. We saw there were two major issues. One is you're encouraging the thief to continue his robbing ways. And then we saw from the Yom Shel Shlomo, not only do we care about the person's own aveiros, that might be Lefnei Iver, Misayeh, Dvar Aveiro, but you're also hurting society, that by him continuing to steal, it's going to hurt other people. So we said it certainly applied to a Yisrael, even to an Akum. It seemed to apply for his own personal Lefnei Iver. And then even if he held there was no Lefnei Iver, at the end we brought this Chaim Dorabeinu Gershom, the Aruch HaShulchan brings, who says that one shouldn't even purchase high property from an Akum who stole from another Akum even. So this week we're going to look into a line in the Rambam that in the Shulchan Aruch that we had last week. We'll talk about not purchasing the stolen property, but improving the stolen property for the ganav. And the case that Machon Harayan Bay and Emansi had was that someone came to a diamond polisher and they asked him to polish his diamond, and he could tell that it was hot. He said, make sure you don't show it to anyone, and you know, I'll come at night and I'll pick it up at night. There was a way that he understood that this diamond was hot. And the question was, he's not buying it. The question is, can he polish the diamond for this ganav? Or can he put it in a ring, in a setting, to make a ring out of it? And that was the question, is he allowed to help this ganav? Now, why would he want to? First of all, he's getting paid for doing it. And second of all, it could be that the ganav told him, if you don't do it, you're going to be sorry. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to polish this diamond? So we'll start just this line of the Rambam that we had last week that we missed, that we said we'll talk about this week. When the Rambam says it's also to purchase a stolen object, he says in Hilchot Gzeila, it's also in Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Tes, the Rambam says also l'sa'ado al shinuyov, it's also prohibited to help the ganav change the object kedesha yiknehu, in order that he'll acquire it. Anything that does these things, he's helping out people do aveiros over, that goes also back perhaps on the purchasing it. But he says it's lost, you're not allowed to help him make a change in the stolen object so that the ganav will acquire it. Now, what's that about? That's a gemara that's the topic tonight, Shinoi Kona. There's a concept that if someone steals property from a person, he doesn't own that property. The property still owns to the person, to the victim, to the person who it was stolen from. He just his ring is now in the ganav. The ganav is holding his ring, and whenever the thief is found, the thief has to return that ring back to the original owner because it still belongs to that owner. But if the ganav changed the object, it's no longer the same object that he had, so then there's a concept that he now owns that object. The thief now owns that stolen object, and what he has to pay back to the victim is money, the value of the object at the time that it was stolen. Where do we see this halacha? It's in a few places in Bava Kamma. This is a Samach Vavam and Aleph Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Shinoi Kona, changing the stolen article makes acquisition for the thief. He now owns that. So, Ksiva V'tanina. This concept is written in the Torah, and it's also taught in a Mishnah. Where do we see it in the Pasuk? Ksiva, it's written, V'heishiv esek zeh l'ashir gozal. He should return the stolen article that he stole. Matam alam asher gozal. Why does he say he should return the stolen article that he stole? Of course he stole. Once he says it's a stolen object, of course he stole it. What's that extra word, that he stole? So the Rabba says, Im ke'en she gozal. If it still looks like the way he stole it, it's still the same ring, it's still the same object that he stole, then he has to return that very object. That object still belongs to the nignav, it still belongs to the victim, and he has to give that object back. But in lav, if it's not the same object that he stole, he's changed it to look different, and we'll see tonight as the evening progresses how far he has to change it. If he changed it, then all he has to do is pay money, but he doesn't have to give back the object itself. So that's a pasuk. The extra words, asher gazal. He should return the gzela asher gazal, what he has to return, the thing that he stole, meaning that he has to return it when it's like it, as like it when he stole it, but not that it's changed. Tonina, we also have a Mishnah on Sadi Gimel on the base. It says, a gozel ate him, vasam, kalim. Someone stole pieces of wood and he made them into a utensil. Or tzemer, he stole raw wool, vasam de gadim, and he sewed it into clothes. So he doesn't have to return those utensils. He doesn't have to return the clothes when he's caught. Mishalim kishas agzela. He only pays the value of the wool and the value of the kalim when he stole it. Because when he changed them, he acquired them. He now owns that raw material wool. He owns those pieces of wood, and he has to pay back their value. That's what we learned from the pasuk of Asher Gozal. It's not the way he stole it. He stole wood. Now it's a chair, so he doesn't have to return the wood. At this point, he has to return the value of it. So that's the halach, and that's what the Rambam, back to our topic, is telling us, that if a Ghana comes to you and he says, yeah, here is some wood, I'd like you to make a chair out of it, you're not allowed to help him make that change in order for the Ghana to make a kinyan in that object. Because when until now, the Ghana doesn't own the wood. When you change it into a chair, so now he's going to own the wood. So you're changing it for him to acquire it. The Sma says there's several ways of changing it. There's Shinoi Rishus. We'll talk in after Pesach different ways of acquiring stolen objects. But one of them, he says, is this case that if you're, even though you don't take it, you just keep it in his Rishus. In Nishtana Shinoi Gomer Shinoi Chozi. If you change a Shinoi, it has to be a change Midaraisa. It has to be something that can't be reversed. You nail the wood together. You make a chair. It's not so simple to take it apart and put it back the way it was. So if you change that, the Ghana makes a kinyan on it. Now he acquires that object, and at that point, he acquires it, and you have helped him. And what have you done wrong? That let's talk about right now. The Nesivos HaMishpat says a big chiddush in Siman Lamedal, this halacha, that someone is pulsed for eidus if he divides property with a Ghana. So the Nesivos says, this is a lashon, im hasheni, if the second person also shinoi, if he made a change in the stolen object, Reuven stole the object, now Shimon comes along and he changes it, he turns the wood into a chair, vadei dehavi gazlin, he becomes a gazlin himself, kim shalidei shinoi, since through this change in the wood, hotzi mirshus vailov, he took it out of the possession of the owners, vahavi gazel chadosh, it's like a new theft, and when he makes that shinoi, he becomes a gazlan. I mean, the Rambam said it's also to help him. It could be the Rambam's talking about where you're helping the first person. He's still the ganav. Here it's that you stole it from this second, from the first ganav. You're the second ganav. So now when you make a shinoi in it, you become a gazlan also. And that's a new gazela. Whether if you're helping the first person do it, or you're changing it for him, so you didn't become a gazlan, but now he's becoming a bigger gazlan, according to Nesivos, l'chora would mean that when you help the first person by changing it, so now you helped him do an iser gazel, and that would fit with the Rambam saying that's what's naiver. You're allowing him to become a gazlan. Not everyone agrees with Nesivos, it's a big kiddush to say that's called gazela. I have him on the ketzos over here in the Meshavah Nesivos. He says, Lo nihira, doesn't ain't allowed to lo sigzel b'mashas and kalim. You're not over lo sigzel when you make kalim. Rak b'mashet gazel. When you stole it, that was a lo sigzel. The shiner below gzela lo kani. Suppose you just go into his house and you change and you make wood into kalim. You're not a gazlan. You're only a gazlan when you take it out. So it's many learn, we'll see soon, but many say the gzela is when you stole it. The shinoi just means that I don't acquire that stolen object until I make a change in it. But it's not that I became a goslin at that time. The gzela started back then when I took it out of Rishus. It just didn't become mine until there's a shinoi, but that's not a my gzela at that time. But the Nesivos does say it's a gzela. And the Achronim talk about the following shaila, not our shaila, but a similar shaila. They talk about, there was someone that sold chickens. He was a chicken thief, and he wanted this shochet to shech the chicken so he could go sell them at a low cost to sell kosher chickens. So the shochet had a shaila, is he allowed to shech these chickens? So he's not stealing them, they're already stolen. And so is he allowed to shech them? So the Marsham brought from this Nesivos that, well, you make a shinoi, so then you become a goslin. You know, you're not stealing them, but you're helping him become a goslin, a bilif neiver. So that's what the Marsham said at first, that you're not allowed to shech it for him, because by doing that, you're becoming a ganav, or you're helping him become a ganav. So that's what he said at first. But then he said, from a Tosus, he brings a rai from a Tosus that Tosfos holds that shinoi only makes a kinyan when he wanted to make a kinyan. He brings a raya that if someone had a wool, he had taken a wool, he's working with wool, and he dyed it black, and instead of the color it was supposed to be, he didn't make a kinyan in such a case. Because he didn't have in mind to make a kinyan, he was trying to dye the wool. So that's what Chiddush of Hashem says from Tosfos, that shinoi doesn't work to make a kinyan unless you want to make a kinyan. So over here, the shochet isn't planning on making any kin. He doesn't care if he is making the kin. He's certainly not, it's not his chicken. He doesn't care. If the Ghana makes the kin on it or not. That's not his asik. He just wants to shech the chicken and give it back to the person. So that's what Heter, he said, since he's not, doesn't have kavana, so it's not a kinyan. The Machna Chaim had the same shaila. He says, first of all, he had a whole interesting shaila, could you make a bracha on it? Because the halach is, when you shech, when you do any mitzvah, you're supposed to make a bracha. But the Gemara says, if it's a mitzvah above aveira, so then you shouldn't make a bracha. So here the shechita is a mitzvah, but it's coming with, it's an aveira, he's helping a ganav. And according to the Nesivos, it's mamish gezeila. So he says that's no problem, because the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah, he says a few ways, there's no mitzvah to do a shechita. It's a mitzvah would be like if you have to shake a lulav, and you stole the lulav and you shook it, so now the mitzvah lulav you did with an aveira of a theft, so you're not yossi the mitzvah, and you should make a bracha on it. But over here, there's no mitzvah to shech chickens. If you want, you don't have to eat the chicken at all. There's no mitzvah to shech the chicken. The mitzvah is, if you want to eat a chicken, so then you should shech it first. It's a way of allowing you to eat a chicken. So it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to say, well, this mitzvah came to me through an aveira, so I shouldn't make a bracha. It's just, if I want to eat the chicken, I'm not even eating the chicken. Someone else is eating the chicken. So that's not, the aveira didn't make the mitzvah. And then he says even further that to do the aveira of the geneva here, to make the shinoi, you didn't have to do a kosher shechita. The chicken could have just been killed. It could just kill the chicken. And that's the same shinoi as far as the ganav, Hilchas geneva, is concerned. It's a live chicken. Now it's a dead chicken. That's the shinoi. Kosher shechita that you're making the bracha on, that's not making the shinoi, that's not the aveira. The aveira is killing it. So therefore he said that there's no problem making a bracha. Now, are you allowed to do it? It's in the choshen mishpat shayla. Is there a problem of eating a ganav by shechting the chicken for him? So there he had some other svaras. He said that There's what should the issue be? The issue should be with neiver. You're helping this ganav acquire the stolen property, like the Nesivos says. So he says the truth is for him to acquire the same svara. You don't need a kosher butcher to help him acquire it. If he wanted to acquire it, all he had to do was, you know, throw a rock at it and kill it, and he'd accomplish the same thing. The only thing you're doing is you're making a kashrit so he could sell it to someone else. It might be bad, but it's not with Na'iver. The Na'iver is allowing him to steal it by making a shinroi, assuming that Nasivas is Svara, that now will make a gzela, and you're helping him make a gzela by shafting it, but that's certainly not, you know, the he says always has to be something that he couldn't do otherwise, two sides of the river. There's certainly, even though he's not a shelchek, but he doesn't have to be a shelchek, all he has to do is be able to hold a rock and kill the chicken, and anyone could do that, and since he could do it himself, so there's no Lifna Iver. That's the first thing Nachman Chaim said. However, he does say there's a problem of Misayel Advar Aveira. You're not allowed to help someone do an Aveira. And maybe you'll say, well, here he's going to do it anyway. And we learned there's no Isra Misayel if you're going to do the Aveira anyway. But he says, finally, like we said last week, he discouraged the practice because if you do it, so then you're going to, all the Jewish Ganavim will know they can steal chickens and go to Reuven and have them shechrim and make a whole business, and who knows how long it'll be before they get caught as a chicken thief. So you'll be hurting society by shechting the chicken, and that, because of that, he said, it's not a right thing to do. But as the Lifnei Iver and making a kinyan and being a gan of that, he got out of that problem. The Marsham got out of it because he didn't have kavanah to be kohen at all. But the Machna Chaim said that iser wise is no iser. However, you shouldn't do it, not to encourage ganodim. So that's the first shaila. And based on that, we would say with the diamonds, the chora should be the same thing. So you have a diamond. Someone comes with a raw diamond and he asks you to cut the diamond. So you would say, well, Kohenis and Nesivos, that would be a real gezeila, because now there's a kinyan of shinoi occurring in the world, and either you're becoming the gan if you take it, or you're helping him become a gan of doing it for him. But according to the Mashama, if you don't have kavana, there's no geneva going on. But according to Machaneh Chayim, it could be you shouldn't do it, because then everyone who steals diamonds will know to go to you to polish them. I'm not sure if it's the same story, because it's probably easier to steal a chicken than to steal a diamond, but that's what we could say. However, there's another big issue that we have to talk about, and that is what constitutes a shinoi. What makes something a shinoi? What makes something a change? You know, we have a live chicken and a dead chicken, so that's certainly a big change. You know, it is walking around, now it's dead, that's a big change. But if you have an unpolished diamond and you polish it, is that such a change at all to say that that should be a shinoi? You know, it's worth more, you improved it, but is that really the shinoi that we're talking about, where we'll say the shinoi will make a difference to make a kinyan? So that really is totally in a machlokis Haposkin. The Gemara says like this, on the Mishnah that said if someone steals wood and he turned it into kelim, the Gemara has a stira from a Braisa that contradicts that Mishnah from a Braisa, and the Gemara goes back and forth. Finally, Ravashi Omar, Tana Nidan Nami Shino de Raisa Kitani, the Tana of our Mishnah is also talking about a Shinoi where it's not going to go back. Eitz and Vasan Kalim, when the case of wood that he turned into utensils, means a buchani. It wasn't just he nailed pieces together, he could just take it apart and make the wood again. Here it means where he carved it to be a pestle, the Hainashifan, which means he had which is the same halacha as where he shaved them down, he changed the form of them. You can't put the pieces back on anymore. And in that case, that's where the Mishnah says you're calling it. And Semer Basin the Garden. And when it says the wool you turn into garments, it's not that he just wove the wool together and you could just undo it. That's talking Namti, where he turned it into felt, the Hainashinash Lahadar, where the chains cannot go back to the original form. Now on that, Gemara Tosa says like this. Tosa says, where Gemara is saying that if you plane the wood, you smooth out the wood, that's called a shinoi. So Tosa says, Daka Shipoi Kihai. When we say that smoothing out the wood is called a shinoi, that's only a case like the Gemara says, Shanaz Vekach Buchni, that you're turning a raw piece of wood into a pestle, a usable utensil. Then Moel, the Chashiv Shinoi Maisa. That helps to be considered a change. V'chein Keshua V'avdei Nesarim Nami Mahani, if you turn a big beam of wood into little slats, that's also Mahani, that's also called a shinoi. But if you have a shinoi, you shave the the wood, but it's not a different thing anymore. It's not like a beam became flat or a piece of wood became a pestle. It didn't. It's just different. It just became shinier now. So lo mahani, that's not called a shinui. We also see in the following Gemara, the Gemara says on Sadi Vavam and Av like this, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Haiman de Gazo Dikla Mechari de Katle, if someone stole a palm tree from his fellow and he cut it down. Apagad de Shadya Me Ara La Aradi Day, even though, you know, it was in the neighbor's lawn, yard, and when he cut it, it fell into his yard. Lo kani, he doesn't have a kinyan in that, right? Because he stole it, but it's no kinyan gezeil, because there's no shinoi. My time, what's the reason? Meikara dikra mikri, when it's attached to the ground, it's called a palm tree. Vashanami dikra mikri, even though it's cut down, it's still called a palm tree. There's no shinoi to that geneva, so it still belongs to the original owner, and when he's caught, he has to return back that tree. Dikla Bhava Guvi Lokani, if he stole a palm tree and he turned it into logs, he also doesn't acquire Hashta Mias Guvi to Dikla Mikri, because it's still called palm tree logs. Right? It's called, you know, you go and you buy pine wood, right? It's still called pine. But Guvi Vavinu Kshuri, but if he stole logs, a big log, and he turned that into a beam, then he does, that is a kinyan, because that changed the shame. Kushuri raviri, if he stole large beams, avdina kushuri zutri, he made them small ones. Lokani, he didn't make a kinyan there, because it's still called a beam. One's a 2x4, one's a 1x3, that's not called a shinoi shen, they're still called planks, they're still called wood. Avdina ketsutsasa kani, but if you made it into a board, it was called a beam, and now it's a board, a slat, so then it is a kinyan. So Tosas learns from this Gemara that all these cases, you did a shinoi, you cut the tree, you cut the tree down, it's attached to the ground, you cut it down, but it's still called a palm tree. You turn it into logs, they're still called palm logs. So Tosas says, to be a shinoi doesn't help. A shinoi doesn't help the ganav acquire the properties so that he doesn't have to return it. He doesn't have to return the money for it, unless there's also a shinoi Hashem. It has to be changed. It's no longer, it was called, he stole logs, and now they're beams, so that's a kinyan. But just the fact that he made it smaller, he made it a little bit different, without making a whole shinoi Hashem, it's not called something different at this point, so that's not called a shinoi. So, based on this Tosus, he's, you know, a polished diamond and an unpolished diamond, they're both called diamonds. So, polishing a diamond shouldn't be considered a shinoi at this point. But it's not so simple, because the Torah's Chayim in the Sugya argues with Tosus. He holds that a shipoi will help even though it's not a keli. Why did the Mishnah say, the Mishnah said, he stole wood for asan kalim, right? That's the Torah raya to Tosis. The Mishnah said, if he stole wood and made it into utensils, he's calling it. The Mishnah should have said better. The Mishnah should have said, if he stole wood and he cut it into pieces, even though it's still not a kalim, he just made them into smaller pieces, that's called a shinoi, if you don't need to have changed the shame of it. So he says, that's no raya from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah was to make it parallel to the case where he stole wool and he turned it into cloth. There's nothing else you can do with it until you make it into clothing. There's no in between step. So that's why, to be parallel, it says he stole wood and made it into kalim. That's what he wants to say shot in the Mishnah. And the case in what's Habatos' Raya from the beams, that could be that when you take a tree and you cut it down, or you take a big log and you cut it into pieces, that's not called a shinoi at all. It's the same thing, you just made it smaller. But when you plane a piece of wood, when you sand it and you make it smooth, so in that case, the Tzoras Chaim says that's called a shinoi, even though it was called rough wood and now it's smooth wood, it's still the same shame. There he disagrees. At that point, he disagrees with Tosus and says that even though it's still called the same name, the fact that you changed it by sanding it, by planing it, that's called a shinoi with which you're calling it. And how do we pass in? The Ramah says, Simen Shem Samach Sivav, Ein Nikra Shinoi, Elohim Kenishtana Shem Hagzeil Mikom Chashinoi. It's not called a Shinoi to say that the Ganav acquires it unless there's a Shinoi Hashem, unless the name of that object is different as a result of that physical change he made to the object. That's what the Rama paskins. The Shach brings the Sefer Teres Chaim, Cholik Li Tainim Ofreches. He says the Teres Chaim argues, but his Tain isn't so compelling. Hilchah, therefore, Ein Lano Eladiri HaTosus, VaHaRosh, VaHaTur, VaHaRav. Therefore, we should pass him like Tosus, the Rosh, who says like Tosus, the Tur, who brings them, and the Rav, and the Rama. The Shach seconds the Rama's Psach, that Shinoi is not Kona, unless you have a Shinoi Hashem. So, based on that, the diamonds will not be considered a Shinoi Hashem. It's a polished diamond, an unpolished diamond, they're both diamonds. And therefore, just polishing wouldn't be any, you wouldn't be making any kinyan over there, and there shouldn't be any problem with that. However, the Aruch HaShulchan asks Akasha. The Aruch HaShulchan asks, how can you say that, he has other kashas also, but Mukashi is like this. How can you say that you don't acquire it by changing the object unless you change the name of it? Because there's another sugya that says if you change the name of the object, the Gemara in Sukkah says if you stole hadas and you stole myrtle, you turn into a hadas or lulav, just changing the name of it, that Shinoi Hashem itself makes a kinyan. So how can you say that if you change the physical character of it, it's not a kinyan unless you change the name? The name itself, it makes a kinyan. That's once we know that changing the name makes a kinyan, changing the maisa, change making a physical change in the object should be a kinyan without changing the shame. What would you need that for? Also, when he brings a raya, when you have wool, one of the cases of Shinoi is called you had wool and you whiten it. That's another case the Gemara says. You add wool and wool comes out all dirty, and if you whiten it, you bleach the wool, that's called Shinoi. Right, that's called a Shinoi with which that change that you make, that physical change makes a kinyan. So over there, before you whitened it, it was called wool. And now it's still called wool. It's called bleached wool. It's still wool though. What's the difference? If you hold that every Shinoi you make has to have also Shinoi Hashem, so why does the Gemara say that when you have raw wool and you bleach it, that turns it into a kinyan for the ganav, and now he doesn't have to give the wool back, he just gives back the money? What happened to that case over there? So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Chiddush. He says Tosas and the Ramah, the way we were paskin, don't mean that every time you make a Shinoi, it has to be called something new. It can't be that way, because if it's called something new, it's a brand new thing, so then you don't need a Shinoi in the Maisa. Otherwise, the wood wouldn't be called a Shinoi. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you make a Shinoi that changes this thing, object, through and through, like the case of the wool, where you took that wool and through, you bleached the whole wool until it's completely different. Every molecule of the wool is different now because it's of your Shinoi. So in that case, you certainly don't need Shinoi Hashem. That's a Shinoi that's Kona. If you fix it, if you change it through and through, that which Tosfos holds that you have to have a Shinoi Hashem is a type of Shinoi which isn't changing the whole nature of the object, like the case of the wood. You stole a beam and you cut it into smaller beams. So what did you do? You only changed one slice, one cross section of that object. So that changed. When you change one cross section, that's not considered a Shinoi unless you also change the nature of the object, but that people call it something different now. Right? That's what Tosfos is saying. That it's true that if you just change it, your kona, but that has to be a change where you change the whole object through and through. It's completely changed. The whole object is changed. That's a kinyan of Shinoi, of the action of a Shinoi, a change that you made through your action. If you didn't change the whole thing, you did cross sections, you cut it, you did different things with it, so there it only becomes a Shinoi if you change the whole nature of it, that people call it something different now. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So based on that, the one writing this Truva in the Vezin Haraya says, well, should make a nafkamina by the diamond over here. The diamond, well, according to Tosfos, is still called a diamond. It's still called a diamond, that shouldn't be called a Shinoi. But the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains Tosfos, if you change the whole thing, so then it becomes a shino, even though it's the same name. So he says, if the case is where he asks you to polish the whole diamond, you have to polish all sides of the diamond, every open area has to be polished, it's completely raw, and you have to polish every single part of the diamond, so that would make it into a shinoi, even according to Tosfos and the Ramah, which would then be considered a kinyan of gzeila, which would be the Rambam's halacha. You can't help someone make a shinoi, that he'll acquire it, because you're changing the whole thing. Every part of the diamond you're changing. Now, it's not exactly the same, because you're not changing the inside of it, right? But that's what he says. He says that the fact that you're changing everything that could be changed, that's considered a shinoi, dyeing the wool. Now, how about if you're not doing that, the diamond's finished, but he asks you to set it in a ring, and so you're setting, so you're not touching the diamond really, you're putting it into the ring. So, Pashas, you would say, well, before it was a diamond, now it's a diamond ring. So even though you made a shinoi, since the shinoi is not going through and through, but it's still a diamond. Before it was a palm tree, now it's a palm log. The Gemara said that's not called a shinoi. They're called the same thing, a diamond ring. However, he says, from the case of wood, which you turned into a pestle, even though you call it a wooden pestle, but once you take something raw and you turn it into a keli, into a utensil, that's called a shinoi. So here also, you take a raw diamond, a plain diamond, and you turn it into a piece of jewelry. Right before, it was a stone, a precious stone. Now it's a piece of jewelry. So that, he says, that will be called a shinoi hashem, together with your smaller maisa of just putting it in the little grooves over there. So he said that would also be called a shinoi, because that would be a shinoi where the ganav would acquire it, and that would be like the Rambam says, and Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to help him do a shinoi that will acquire it. So the rules he ends up with, or the rules the Shulchan Aruch are clear. I mean, he is applying it. We can maybe disagree with his application, but the rules are like this. You're not allowed to buy anything from a ganav, because that's Aveira Gadol, Alvam Gadol. You're encouraging him to steal more. You also can't help him acquire it with a shinoi. You can't help him do any shinoi that's going to help him acquire it. According to the Nesivos, that's himself a gzeila. The others, it might be a misayel, bar aveira. So you're not allowed to do that. Now, if you didn't steal it yourself, you're helping him do it. So there we had a hetzer, the marsham would work over here also. You don't have kavana, then maybe that'll help with shas adchak. So there's no shinoi going on, there's no kinyan at all. And then we had the machane chaim, though, who said, in the case of if it's a real shinoi, a live chicken and a dead chicken, that's a shinoi. So that you're not allowed to do, because even if it might not be a kinyan, because all the different svaras we have, but you're still helping ganavim and hurting society through your actions. Now, if it's not a shinoi at all, it seems like they're not worried about that anymore, about society. Like, even though you can say the same svara, you know, for it's not good for society, if everyone who steals diamonds is going to go to this person and he's going to polish it for him, even if you have a technicality that's not a kinyan, but it seems like we're not worried about it. Now, because we have to get into what's called a shinoi. What's called a shinoi? What's called a change in the object? The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, at least Paskins like Tosfos said, it's not called a physical change unless the name also changes. It's a different entity right now. It has a different essence. That's a different object, and through that, the ganav acquires it. An example is the wool turned into. That was a bad example. But the example is the log turned into a beam, the beam turned into a plank, but turning a big log into a small log, that doesn't help. The Aruch HaShulchan brought a raya from the wool turned into dyed wool. There it's still called wool. He's saying, you don't need a shinoi hashem. You don't have to change the name when the whole thing is changed through and through. That's obviously a shinoi with which the ganav would acquire it. That which you need to change the name, that's talking a shinoi that doesn't go through and through, a cut, one maisa that you do to it, which doesn't change the whole nature of it. That's where you need to have the name changed also to acquire it, which would invoke that halacha. You're not allowed to help someone steal, you're not allowed to help a ganav change something to acquire it. And that's halacha we can all agree with. The Meshav Halacha applies that to the case of the diamond, to say polishing a diamond on all sides, that's considered changing the whole object through and through, through which you don't need to have a different name on it, because you changed every molecule in that perimeter, the circumference of the diamond is changed. But if you only change the top of it, that wouldn't be called a shinoi unless the name was changed. And in what case will the name be changed? That could be if you have a raw diamond, he turned it into a piece of jewelry. So then that will also be a shinoi Hashem, together with your shinoi of the ma'isa that you did together, and through that you would make a kinyan for the ganav. And in those cases, it will be also to help the ganav change his thing, because through that he'll have a kinyan. So that's the halachas of acquiring things from the ganav, the isra, and acquiring from the ganav or helping a ganav after Pesach. And Yisrael Hashem will talk about what happens if you already did acquire something from the ganav unknowingly. You bought something and then you see that it was stolen. What are your responsibilities to return it? When do you have to return it to the original owner? When are you allowed to keep it? When do you have to just give the money? That we'll talk about after Yom Tov.